Hola, this is Jani, and here are simple tips to hopefully help you get things done. On a much lighter note, and as part two of my previous episode about surviving work life, let me share some tips that you can do at work to help you get things done on your everyday tasks or your life as an employee. Number one, make your to-do list reasonable and feasible. I learned this the hard way. Minsan, ang daming work and pinipilit ko siyang tapusin in a day or ilista. But I realized na we need to make our goals attainable. Kaya list down those urgent and important first. Kung ano lang yung feasible enough for the day. May bukas pa, sabi nga nila. Number two, keep your letters or emails short and simple. In writing letters, it's important to be courteous but direct. So avoid lengthy explanations and be straightforward without being rude. Number three, call to action when communicating. Same with number two, when we talk to people, we need to let them know what we need from them. So when reporting to your team leader, share them your question or suggestion and end it with please advise or please review and let me know your thoughts. This way, it will help you get from them what you need and help them to deliver from their end. Number four, always bring your notebook and pen. When you're in a meeting or your boss wanted to talk to you, don't wait for them to tell you to bring your notes. Always bring them so you can easily take notes and this will help you not to forget anything. Number five, keep it on record. Almost the same with number four, keep everything on record. For example, if you were talking to someone over the phone and you had agreed on something, it's better to send him an email after and elaborating what you have agreed on and get his confirmation. For me, if it's not written, it didn't happen. Charan. But do you get my point? That's why there are minutes of the meetings as records. So always keep everything on record. Number six, pay attention to details. It goes a long way when you pay attention to details. Proofread, double check before submitting a report. Are the colors on your presentation consistent? Are the tables and chairs aligned? Pay attention to details. Number seven, honesty is the best policy. I know you have heard this many times, but when you made a mistake or something went wrong, just be honest. Then you can solve the problem. Number eight, we cannot control the response of others, but we can control ours. We cannot expect people to do this and do that for us. We cannot control everything, but we can control our actions. If someone is not answering your emails, how about try giving him a call? Number nine, speak your mind or forever hold your peace. When in a meeting and you were asked if you have comments, suggestions, or questions, speak your mind so that later you won't say that I should have told this, I should have done this, or we should have done that, we should have done this. Just speak your mind. Number 10, don't overthink. Face what's in front of you. I know it's easier said than done. It is important to plan and think ahead, but if you have too much on your plate, it's better to solve what's in front of you first. So there, that's 10 tips to hopefully get things done. Alam ko medyo mabilisan lang. And these tips are nothing new, but I hope they were still helpful. I usually share this to people I train or someone new in our office to help them with their daily tasks. Let me know your thoughts. Follow and engage with me in This is Jani Pod in Instagram. Until next week, bye!